Tim English. He is the pastor of the North Point Community Church. He's the Food Drop 2012 Project co-leader. Now, the Church of Greater Lansing Project Food Drop is scheduled for Saturday, February 25th, and that's from 11 to 4 p.m. We've been helping these folks promote this great program. I've been a part of it each of the previous 3 years. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for having me on again.
Thanks so much. Tell me what the Church of the Greater Lansing is.
Church of Greater Lansing is just a partnership, a network of churches in either Eaton, Ingham, or Clinton counties that kind of share a common desire, one, to be united as a body of Christ, but also to consider how we can not only be an encouragement to one another, but how we can be kind of an impact to our neighborhoods, our communities.
What's the goal of the food drop?
Well, the goal of the food drop is really to come alongside really the agencies that are already in place, meeting the need for those in the Greater Lansing area for food. And what we discovered several years ago with a challenge really that came from Mayor Burge Manero was that really the need is not going away. The need is greater. And we also discovered with the help of our friends at the Mid-Michigan Food Bank that the winter is really one of the most difficult times for food banks because the whole rush of the holiday season is over and they come up a little dry. So we said, you know what, we could probably come alongside and be a help to them, be a bigger partner in our community in helping to meet this need. So thus the food drop was born 4 years ago.
How much money was raised from Thanksgiving and Christmas offerings?
Well, the final number is not in, and there's still some fundraising that we're hoping still to receive, but we're a little over $50,000 right now.
All right. According to the website at Trinity Church, you've exceeded that. It's nearly $84,000 now, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be a great number. Now, I think 84 would have been our number from last year.
Oh, okay.
And the year before was equally about that amount. So, again, we still have about 2 weeks in order to finish the fundraising we need from either our partner churches and or those in the community that perhaps hear this broadcast and want to jump onto the website and contribute as well.
All right, so food is being placed in these boxes, and volunteers will be able to take this directly to homes that are in need. What specifically is in the boxes, do you know?
Well, the exact contents is not decided yet. That'll be something we'll be working on in the next couple of weeks as we get up on our order deadline. But generally, it's going to be non-perishable foods, canned, boxed kinds of things. It could be peanut butter, jelly, canned vegetables, etc.
And for families or for mm-hmm. people, this is a great experience to give back to the community. Tell us how exactly we do that. Where do we go to get the food, and how does that work?
Well, the food drop date, as you mentioned, is Saturday, February the 25th. It really begins at 11 o'clock out at Holt High School in Holt, and we'll gather together in the gymnasium there for a kind of just a kickoff, a rally, a coming together, really, of the partner, the network churches, just for some encouragement, some inspiration, some thank yous to folks like yourself who have been partners with us. And then instructions are given on how we're to exit the building and take map in hand that we received through our call center, which we held last week, and then to get the boxes loaded into trunks and off to the Greater Lansing area we go.
When we had you on the program a couple of weeks ago, we asked you to tell us a story. Do you have another one that you can share of the experience that you've had or other volunteers have had while partaking in this program?
Well, sure. There were a couple that came up just this last week with the call center, and myself particularly. Several folks that find themselves calling in and requesting the food box this year, which last year they weren't in the situation. As a matter of fact, one young lady, I think a single mom, just lost her job a week ago. And so when she heard about this, her obviously was to reach out and say, okay, everything I can do to help me get through this as I continue to try to figure out what am I going to do next. And even as she shared that, I could hear the burden in her voice as she shared, and just the need and really the nervousness of having to make this call. And so I asked her, one, can I pray for you? And she said, certainly. And I asked them, is it okay if I do it right now with you on the phone? And she was very open to that. And so as I get a chance to just share just a few things on her behalf to God, she was moved to tears and very thankful and gracious. And we chatted just a few minutes more. And part of what we want to accomplish here is not only provide food and give some people encouragement for getting through what they need physically, but we hope that we're going to be able to share some hope and the love of God that really God has for all people in the midst of it. And we were able to do that and begin that really even last week in our call center.
All right, Tim, if people are in need and need to receive food, or if they'd like to help, where do they go?
Well, one thing is to visit our website, which is churchofgreaterlansing.com. There's information about the food drop event and the opportunities to either serve at the event as a volunteer or perhaps to contribute. At this point, we have closed the call center. It ran all last week. We brought in right about 2,900 reservations, and so now we're preparing for those, which will take us about the next 4 weeks to get everything we need lined up for that event day. So we're not accepting reservations any longer. But this year we have received more reservations than we did last year.
All right, and you still need volunteers to get this food out to the folks who need it.
That's correct. And they can volunteer through the website at churchofgreaterlansing.com.
Thanks so much, Tim. We'll talk with you soon.
Hey, thanks, Tony.